Lesson 23, Investments. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
The brokers are bidding aggressively.
B.
He's returning the products to the storeroom.
C.
The supplies are out of stock.
D.
He's making a phone call.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
Who can give me advice about my portfolio?
A. My stockbroker can help you with your investments. B. It's a very nice portfolio. C. I think you made a wise choice.
Number 3.
Will I get a good return on this investment?
A. Please return it to me when you've finished. B. I'm sorry, we don't accept returns. C. You should earn at least a 15% return.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
In order to minimize risk, investors should maintain a diverse portfolio by putting their money in various industry investments.
You mean we should invest in natural resources as well as in manufacturing industries?
Perhaps. Unless you are very aggressive, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. In fact, I have made close to $1 million in the past 10 years by following the strategy of maintaining a diverse portfolio.
That's quite impressive. You know, I was thinking of pulling all my money out of the stock market, but now I think I'll stay in and follow your advice.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
Have you thought about how you will fund your children's college education? Don't wait until they are in high school. The time to begin saving is when your children are still small. A good way to start is by investing some of your income in the stock market. You will get a good return on your money there. The best strategy is to commit a certain amount of your monthly income to your stock investments. Even after just 2 or 3 years, you should start to see your investment grow. By the time your children are ready for college, you'll be ready to pay for it.